read a psalm. Psalm 111. Let's just turn in. I'm not going to be very long, I promise you. Psalm 111. Let's just go there to that scripture. Thanksgiving is always appropriate, especially in the life of a Christian, right? Mm-hmm. Even though, you know, we're celebrating a holiday this week, and we should always have in our hearts to give thanks to God.
Yeah.
Because of who he is, you know. Yeah. Patricia sang the song, and that's why I said, that's why I felt like God was leading me there. She sang the song, you know, right now. No, right now I'm going to praise you. Right now I'm going to honor you.
Yeah.
Just because you're God. We don't need any other reason to bless God, you know, other than he's God.
Yes. Yes.
Really. I mean, we have lots of reasons to bless him. He woke us up this morning.
Yes.
He gave us food, right? Mm-hmm. We have clothes. We have shoes. Mm-hmm. We have cars to drive. Mm-hmm. So we have plenty of reasons to bless him.
Yes.
But we only need one, just because he's God.
Yeah.
He's worthy of our praise anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen.
So, anyway, let's pray before I continue. Okay. Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, we bless you. We bless you again, oh God. We thank you for bringing us to this service today, oh God. We thank you, God, because you are our God.
Yes,
you are our Lord. You are our King. You are our master, oh God, and you are just worthy of our praise, oh God, just because you are God. And we love you, Lord, today, oh God. And Father, we just look to you now, oh God. It's just a few of us, oh God, but you said where two or three, oh God, are gathered together, you will be in the midst of us, oh God. So Father, we thank you that you are with us today, oh God, that we are not alone, oh God, but
that's right.
Spirit of the living God abides with us in this place, oh God. And we thank you, God, that you are reigning on your throne, oh God. Father God, just open up our hearts, oh God, that we might receive and hear your word right now. In the name of Jesus, oh God, speak like only you can, oh God. In the name of Jesus, give us revelation. Give us insight, oh God. Mm-hmm. And Father God, just help us, God, to walk out your word, oh God,
yes,
that you shall speak. And Father, we thank you for it all now, oh God. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Okay, Psalm 111. Praise the Lord. I will praise the Lord with my whole heart in the assembly of the upright and in the congregation. The works of the Lord are great, studied by all who have pleasure in them. His work is honorable and glorious, and his righteousness endures forever. He has made his wonderful works to be remembered. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion. He has given food to those who fear him. He will ever be mindful of his covenant. He has declared to his people the power of his works in giving them the heritage of the nations. The works of his hands are verity and justice. All his precepts are sure. They stand fast forever and ever, and are done in truth and uprightness. He has sent redemption to his people. He has commanded his covenant forever. Holy and awesome is his name. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding have all those who do his commandments. His praise endures forever.
Forever.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise to God for his faithfulness. Amen.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Amen. Okay. But anyway, I had a conversation with someone who told me about an opportunity that was given to them for a new job. They didn't get the job, but she was just talking about that she had the opportunity. And that was like where she left it off, like, I have the opportunity. And it sounded like, you know how somebody explains something to you and it sounds high, and so you expect something to come after it? So it sort of fell flat. And I was like, well, why is she still, why even bother telling me that if,
you're not going to say anything else. You know, so I was sort of like waiting for a punchline that just never came, you know. So it just struck me, you know, almost as if she was saying that she got the opportunity, but that wasn't quite enough. Mm. You know, like it wasn't good enough. Mm. And she seemed like she was disappointed. So I told her, the way that you said it was that you were telling it, but I was waiting for you to say you got the job, or you know, you got the opportunity, but you got the job, you know. Mm-hmm. But she didn't. She just ended it there flat and without any emotion. So I was thinking about, I thought about that because that happened a while back. And then I was thinking about our turkey giveaway, and that was so nice.
Yes, nice.
It really was. It was peaceful. It was refreshing, you know, because there was nobody there that was really looking to, like, beat you out. Like, you know, sometimes you could sense people trying to just get just because. I mean, we had a couple that just wanted two for no reason that we never saw before. And can I have two? No, you can't have two. We got a line going down the block. You want two? No. So we had a couple, but overall, it was really a blessing, you know, mm-hmm. to be able to give. But I thought about that because some of the people that came up, they were just so thankful. Mm-hmm. And you could tell that they had need of other things, but this one little turkey made them so thankful.
Yeah.
So I was just like comparing, well, she got the opportunity to get a job, right? She don't have a job, but she got the opportunity. And she didn't seem very happy about that. They don't have a lot of things that they possibly need, but they got this turkey. Mm. And they were very happy. So I was just like, yeah. Like, wow, the level of gratitude and ingratitude, it was just mm-hmm. obvious to me. And
yeah.
I know it was God just like showing me that, mm-hmm. you know? So what I found that those people that had the turkey, that got the turkey, they were thankful for the in-between. Mm-hmm. And that's what I feel like God is saying now, like, to praise him for the in-between. Mm-hmm. You know, even you, Brother James, you spoke about you bless God for where you are
yeah.
now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so many times we wait till we get a certain place or we achieve certain things and then we want to bless God.
Mm-hmm.
But we have to bless God right now.
Yeah.
Right now. We can't wait for something to happen.
Yeah.
Because that thing may never happen.
Yeah. Yeah.
You have to bless God for where you are
right now. Exactly.
And so with this person and this opportunity and this job, she wasn't blessing God that she had the opportunity. And I guess that's what disturbed me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, especially when God revealed these people blessing him for this turkey mm-hmm. right now. Mm-hmm. You know, so with Thanksgiving at hand, we need to remember God's goodness and faithfulness and his greatness in spite of what is going on at the moment. And I think that one of the, in that scripture, it talks about the works of the Lord are great, right? The Lord is to be praised for his wonderful works. So we're always looking for the finish. When it comes to things like this, we get a new job, we get a promotion, we get a raise, we're raised up from a sickness, we're delivered from a burden, we're set free from oppression or depression or whatever, financial woes, all those things. We're always looking for the finish. But in that in-between time, we don't take a moment to thank God for where we are. And I think that's where our fault lies. Mm. There's something wrong with looking for a greater end when you already have something great right now.
Yes.
You know, if God has given you life and he's given you health and he's given you strength
mm-hmm.
and maybe you don't have the job that you want, mm-hmm. you know, or maybe you don't have the car that you want. You don't have enough money to get the car that you want, but you got enough money to get this kind of car.
Yeah.
Bless
yeah.
God for that.
Yeah. You know, you got enough money
for this kind of car. But now that this kind of house.
Yes, yes.
If you bless God for this one, God
yes.
will give you that one.
Yes,
we,
yes.
I think we sort of stop up our blessings
mm-hmm.
when we don't thank God for what we have right now.
Yeah, exactly.
You know? So And that just seemed so obvious to me when I was just, you know, remembering with the opportunity. Okay, maybe you don't have the job, right? But you have an opportunity. You have a chance to get your foot in the door.
Yeah.
You have a chance to let your light shine.
Uh-huh.
You have a chance to let God put his favor on you, uh-huh, so that when you go in for the interview, they will see God's favor.
Yeah.
And you will get the job.
Amen.
But if you just stuck and down because, uh-huh, I just got an opportunity, well, no, you may never get the job.
Exactly.
Because your attitude is not in the right place.
Exactly.
So this, I felt like this is what God was, you know, speaking to me,
mm-hmm,
you know, because, you know, I get stuck sometimes, like, where I am. I want to be someplace else.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I want to come out of what I am. But I have to learn how to thank God for where I am and where he's already brought me to so far.
Yes.
It may not be where I want to be. I may not, mm-hmm, be as happy as I want to be, but I'm happier than I was.
Amen.
The way I am right now.
Yes.
And so, anyway, okay. Then, I sort of heard, like, okay, then why we should always be looking to the end. And I guess sometimes we should be, because God says we need to run our race with perseverance, right?
Mm-hmm.
We need to keep the faith. And God sort of gives us that hope in that future. So we sort of do have to keep our eyes on the prize ahead. But in doing that, we can't forget that where we are, we're still blessed.
Mm-hmm.
We still have to learn how to be like Paul, be content,
yes,
in where we are.
Mm-hmm.
Keep our eyes on the prize, but still,
mm-hmm,
be content, mm-hmm, where you are.
Amen.
Amen. And God will bring us to the prize.
Amen.
So,
yes.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yes. Okay. Let me finish reading my notes. Get this. We don't take the time. Thank God. Appreciate what he has done now and in between. Before the finish, we may not appreciate fully what he has finished. Okay. The scripture. Let's go back to our scripture. The scripture says, in the NIV version, it says, "Great are the works of the Lord. They are pondered," is one of the words it used. I think in this version it says study, but in the NIV version it says pondered by all who delight in them. Glorious and majestic are his deeds, and his righteousness endures forever. But great are the works of the Lord. They are pondered. Pondered means to think about, to meditate on, to chew on, the word I like to use, to chew on, by all who delight in them. So if we delight, you know, like, think about God's works, how great they are, and all the wonderful things he has done, it will cause us to give thanks for where we are.
Yeah.
You know, if we ponder them, if we say, okay, God did this, and God did that, and God did that, you know, we start to ponder and realize what he's done, it will cause us to give thanks for where we are right now. We cannot ever overemphasize the greatness of God, right? We can't overemphasize the greatness of God. There's no limit,
mm-hmm,
to God's greatness.
Exactly.
So there's no way that we could possibly overstate how good he is or how, mm-hmm, great he is. Because,
yes,
he's just great.
Yes.
The greatness, mm-hmm, of his works, the greatness of his demonstration in our lives, in the lives of our family members and our friends. We get testimonies all the time, you know, but God is, in fact, just yesterday, this one of the women that used to come to the food pantry, she used to come all the time, and all of a sudden she just disappeared. But she said she had went to Atlanta to take care of her brother who was sick. But she used to come all the time, and she came one day, and we had prayed for her, and she just kept talking. She came up yesterday to the turkey giveaway, and she was telling her testimony of how we prayed for her and believed with her that God would provide some funds that she needed. And she just went on in the parking lot, just praising the Lord. She said, "You guys prayed for me, and you don't know. So somebody owed me some money and I just wrote that off. But one day they just came out of the blue and they said, here's your $700. And she was just jumping up and down. Don't tell me my God ain't great. You know, so that's what she was saying. So it was so good to hear that testimony, you know, I'm talking about how great God is and how he moves. You know, great are the works of the Lord, you know. So that was awesome. So anyway, so we were out there having praise while you were my back up the last out there. Because she was just, oh, she was going on and on and on and on. anyway, so in spite of all else, God has yet been great in my life. He really has done so much that I cannot tell it all. We cannot tell it all. And I think people say that a lot, right? God's been so great that we cannot tell. In fact, it's a song, right? Cannot tell it all. I don't know. Yeah, it's a song. Can I tell it all? I ain't gonna sing it. But I think whoever wrote this song doesn't realize it, but I believe that we cannot tell it all because we don't take the time to appreciate the in-between.
That's so true. Yeah.
Because if we really took the time to appreciate the in-between and what God was doing, from this point to that point, all that stuff that happens in the middle, then we might be able to tell all that what God has done.
Yes.
But we can't tell all because we don't even acknowledge sometimes that God is doing something in the in-between.
Yes.
So I don't know what made me think of that, but anyway. It's enough. So anyway, seeing the prize at the end should help us to take the time to appreciate the middle. It helps us to take the time to thank God for what he has done thus far right now. And that's where we live. We live in the now. Now faith is. Faith is now, right? Mm-hmm. That's what the scripture says. Faith is now. Now faith is. When we are sometimes so caught up in looking for the more, for the reward at the end, that we miss the reward in the now, the blessing is not at the end. The blessing is in the now. With the situation, with the opportunity, the blessing, and talking about the girl again, the blessing is that she got her foot in the door. Mm-hmm. She wasn't able to do that before. Mm-hmm. But now she has that opportunity.
Yeah.
And that, you know, like I said before, the favor of God can rest upon her, and then she'll get the job. But if she don't appreciate where she is, then she won't, you know, she might not get the job.
Exactly.
You know, because she'll be... Even if she goes into the interview, she might be down in her spirit or all there, but you know, you just have to thank God because even opportunities, they present themselves as rays of hope for us, you know, and we don't see it like that either. You know, we have an opportunity, so that's a glimpse of hope of something better to come, but sometimes we don't even grab that, so we just need to grab that, because God's greatness will be revealed if we take the time to appreciate the moment. Okay, take the time to thank God for the in-between, for the door opening, for the opportunity. Okay. We have to have the right attitude and believe that with God's guidance and devotion, we will get to the finish line at some point, because God is great. Mm-hmm. He's great now, he's great in between, and he's great later, because he's already there. Amen. So God is great. The psalmist said in Psalm 111 that he will bless the Lord with all his heart among those that take delight in God. He talks about how God's work is to be remembered, and that remembering is just reflecting on God and what he has done. You know, sometimes we tend to forget, but if you actually take a moment to remember, because remembering causes you to compare almost, like where you are now, where you were then, you know, where you might be going. But if you remember things, like you remember, like recall, Jeremiah said, these things I recall to my mind, therefore I have hope. Remembering causes you to have hope. Because if you remember that God brought you out of this situation, that God healed your body one time, that God healed her body before, that God delivered that one before. Mm-hmm. If you remember all those things, that will cause you to have hope in your current situation.
That's true.
So you can keep going. So as Sir Thomas said, he remembered God's great works.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to do that. We need to remember and then be thankful for where we are right now.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Thank God for the in-between. So we remember, we appreciate. The psalmist talks about how God provides food for those who fear him.
Mm-hmm.
The scripture says, I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging for bread. So even if we're at a point where we don't think that we're going to have food, no, that's not what the word says.
Mm-hmm.
God provides, even right now, this Psalm 111, the psalmist is thanking God for the provision of food. You know, so it's in the word. God provides. Even those people that came here yesterday with the turkeys, God provides.
Yes.
You know, they'll have a turkey for Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's that's not a small thing.
Yeah.
You know, so we just need to remember and be grateful for where we are now.
Mm-hmm.
And then God reigns on the just and the unjust, right? So even those, the righteous, you know, those who fear him, which are the righteous. God provides food for the righteous, but God provides food for those that that don't know him.
Exactly.
You know, but he uses us
to
provide the food for them. Mm-hmm. So we even that, we should be grateful that God uses us to provide for somebody else, you know, because then his greatness can be seen in the life of somebody else. And so God remembers and keeps his promises. As the scripture said, God keeps his covenant. Right, so whatever he has spoken to you, remember, God remembers that he spoke that to you, and he's going to bring it to pass. But we need to remember it too, even wherever we are, we need to remember that. He shows people his power, he provides redemption. All of this is in Psalm 111. The works of his hands are done in faithfulness, because God is faithful, and that's another thing we need to hold on to, you know, in that in between, that God is faithful. He knows exactly where you are, and he's going to bring you over. He's going to bring you through wherever you are. He'll bring you through from this point, he'll bring you through from that point, and he'll just keep bringing you through.
Mm-hmm.
But we have to appreciate and remember and be thankful for where we are in between. That's just so important. He's moving. God is moving in the in-between in our lives, and if we acknowledge that, we will know that he will be faithful to bring us to the finish. Two more scriptures. Hebrews 10:23. I'm just going to look there real quick. And I can't even find myself. Okay. Hebrews 10:23. Therefore, brethren, having boldness to enter the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way which he consecrated for us through the veil that is his flesh, and having a high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart and full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering. But he who promised is faithful. God is faithful. And let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as is the manner of some, but exhorting one another, and so much more as you see the day approaching. So let us hold on, you know, to the confession of our hope. But God is faithful, and he's going to finish. He's going to bring us through it. And even if we, like the scripture says, if we know each other, so if we see something on our brother or sister, you know, speak into their life, exhort them, hold on. God is faithful. Appreciate where you are right now, and know that God is going to bring you through. So we need to do that for each other. Amen.
Amen.
And then Philippians 1:6. Praise the Lord. Philippians 1 and 6. Being confident of this very thing, that he who has begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Christ, Jesus Christ. So God has, he starts something in you, he's shown you some things. Know that he's going to complete it. Mm-hmm. And he's going to bring it through. He's going to bring it to pass. He's going to bring it to pass.
Yeah.
Amen. Because God is faithful, and God is good, and God is great, and his works are great, and all the things that this psalmist said in Psalm 111. So we need to just grab hold and appreciate, and to begin to appreciate our moment by moment, our in-between moments, the blessings that's there. Open up your eyes. Ask God to, oh, okay, Lord, I don't see right now. I don't feel very good right now. This doesn't look so great, you know. But open up my eyes so I can see and appreciate what you are doing right now. It's so important for us to get that, right? To give God thanks for where we are right now.
Amen.
Amen. And I believe that being thankful for where we are will open up doors to where God wants us to be.
Yeah.
Amen. That we can't even think or imagine, you know, that God would do for us. Amen.
Amen. Yes,
Lord, God is good. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just come to you once again, oh God. And Father, we just thank you. We thank you, thank you, thank you, God. But in between, we thank you, God, for your faithfulness, your great faithfulness, oh God. We thank you, God, for your great works, oh God. We thank you, God, for allowing us to be a part of your kingdom, God. We just thank you, God. We thank you for where we are right now, oh God. We thank you, God, for where you're taking us, oh God.
Yes,
just
yes,
help
yes.
us. God, to remember, to appreciate, oh God, to breathe in a moment, oh Father, of where we are, oh God, because you are yet God, you are yet good, oh
yes.
God, and you are yet worthy of our praises,
yes.
oh God. And Father, we bless you, we thank you, we honor you, oh God, and Father God, we just lift you up, oh God. Have your way in our lives,
yes,
oh God.
Lord Jesus.
Just continue to be God, continue to be Lord. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, oh, God, we thank you for everything that has transpired in this place today. Oh,
yes.
For all the words that have been spoken, oh, God, all the testimonies, reflections given, the scripture, oh, God.
Yes,
we
Lord.
Just thank you for everything right now, oh, God. We just give you all the praise just because you are God. We love you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Praise